In this bulletin, Scott Morrison defends changes to the Australian Citizenship Ceremonies Code. Independent MP Cathy McGowan says she won't contest the next federal election. And the Australian Open Tennis Tournament begins in Melbourne. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the federal government's revisions to the citizenship code will prevent Australia Day from being eroded. The revisions, which come into effect in 2020, force every council to hold citizenship ceremonies on January the 26th. The government hopes the rules, which also include a dress code, will stop individual councils holding ceremonies on other days. Mr Morrison says he believes the changes will help preserve the January 26th as the important day for all Australians, whatever their background. In other news, independent MP for Indy, Cathy McGowan, says she will not contest the next federal election. While Ms McGowan is an independent, a group of supporters she has had the backing of, Voices for Indy, have helped pick public health researcher Dr Helen Haynes to replace her. Ms McGowan says now is the time for her to step down.
The timing is right now because the right person has put their hand up to, with confidence and conviction. She's been supported by the community, and the community have said, we're ready for the changeover. And I'm always one to respect my community.
Dr Haynes, who has lived in the area Indy encompasses for 32 years, says she wants to give back to the region.
What I'm after is a better Indi. Indi has given me everything in my adult life, really. So, you know, I'm here to give that back too, to take it with me and to take you with me.
A new research centre aimed at quickening the process of developing medicines is receiving $25 million funding boost from the federal government. Cutting-edge robotics equipment will be used at the Drug Discovery Centre at Melbourne's Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research, allowing researchers to easily screen chemicals for their medical abilities. The centre will open in June to help researchers develop drugs to treat common and rare diseases. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the funding injection will have a number of benefits.
The robotics and the automation, coupled with the brain power of the Institute and our Australian researchers to do 200,000 tests in a three-week period to supercharge the discovery and the translation of new medicines.
Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras says he will call a confidence vote this week after his governing coalition split over the name change of the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia. Defence Minister Panos Kamenos, the leader of the coalition's junior party, says his independent Greeks party is quitting the government. Greece last week ratified a deal made in June to agree to its northern neighbour, the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, will now be called North Macedonia. Some Greeks argue the name Macedonia should only refer to the Greek province of the same name. The name dispute has been going on since the early 1990s. Mr. Kamenos says the agreement ratified in Parliament gives away too many concessions, and thus his party can no longer be part of the country's coalition government.
I've thanked the Prime Minister for our collaboration, and I explained that because of this issue, our collaboration cannot continue. The independent Greeks are withdrawing from the government.
To tennis, and the Australian Open begins in Melbourne today. Australian teenager Alex de Minaur says he'll be fit and ready for his first round match today against Portugal's Pedro Sousa. It'll be just 48 hours after his Sydney International victory. The 19-year-old says he's happy to be going into the Open on the back of his first professional title. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth, 30 degrees, hot in Adelaide, 39, mostly sunny in Melbourne, also hot there in 35. Much the same for Hobart, a mild at 25. In Canberra, similar conditions, 35 degrees, partly cloudy in Wollongong, 27 in Sydney and Newcastle, partly cloudy in 29. Sunny weather in Brisbane, 31, showers in Cairns, 31, and in Darwin, possible storm, 31 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with you with SBS News.